Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for another day to walk with you and to depend on you. I'm grateful to you, oh Lord, my God, and I thank you sincerely for another day to walk with you and to depend on you in this land of the living. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God now. Tell God, that my Heavenly Father, in your mercy, please count me among those to be specially blessed this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and count me among those whom you will bless specially this week. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 34. I'll read from the New Living Translation. I read now. Well, how much more do I need to say? It will take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put all armies to flight. Full stop. Praise God. Please, appeal to us by the Spirit of God. Let us feed our faith so that we can grow it as David did. As we wait for the coming of our Savior is part of our readiness. David, the son of Jesse, was a man of faith. As a shepherd boy, he drew near God and God drew near him. Through his intimacy with God, his faith grew. David was sent on a personal human errand, but by faith, he took on a national and divine assignment. In 1 Samuel, the story is there. David's father, Jesse of Bethlehem, sent him on the lowly errand of taking some food items to his brothers, who were soldiers in the army of Israel at the war front against the Philistines. There, David saw Goliath, the Philistine champion, insulting the army of Israel. He decided to take on Goliath, whom the Israelites were afraid of terribly. Faith had prepared and readied David for a higher calling, a greater assignment. The faith and the fight in David was much taller and weightier than the physical size of the giant. Privately, unknown to many people, David had slain a lion and a bear. But now, publicly, he took on the Philistine giant and slew him also. While others were looking at Goliath's intimidating height, David's faith floored him and measured him in length right on the floor. The evil giants in this end time are the giants of sinful compromises, the giants of sexual immorality and sexual perversions, love of money, innumerable abominable acts, extreme acts of wickedness, apostasy, worldliness, and backsliding, and so on and so forth. It is only believers who feed their faith, who grow their faith, who will overcome all these evil giants and live in readiness for the Lord who is coming. May you be among them, may I be among them. Let us feed our faith and grow our faith and live in readiness. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We give you all the praise, oh Lord. We beg our God, our dear Father, help us by your grace to grow our faith, to feed our faith, so that all the evil giants of this end time, they will be walked over for us. Help us to live ready. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.